Welcome, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Queen Red Line Podcast Show. Black History is coming in February. But I'm like Morgan Freeman. Black History should be every month. Because African Americans deserve Black History every month. It shouldn't be just February. But I get their point. They dedicate a month to the Black History, throughout Black History and all. But should be recognized, we should be recognized every month. We should be first class citizens and push the Caucasians back as second class citizens. With all the things we've been through and still going through. But look at all the things we accomplished. One of the greatest performers of all times, and he was Black. Most of our greatest music groups, Temptations, Spinners, OJs, Motown, Gladys Knight in the Pit, and the list goes on, including the Jacksons and the Jackson 5. The most talent Black family in the universe. And I say it again, is any Jackson party listening, the most talent Black family in the universe is the Jackson family. They've written our history. Michelle Nicholson, first Black lady on a TV show with Mixed Race, while no other Black woman was on a TV show in the 60s, she had a part. She was third in command. So she's part of Black History Month. And that's what I'm going to talk about in Black History Month. The Black women of Star Trek, Black women of Star Wars, and a Black woman of movie cinema. Yeah, we got them. But Hollywood don't recognize them. And they are talent. And I believe they asked some of these Black women, they probably can direct a Star Wars movie and a Star Trek movie better than the men can. That's just my opinion, you know? Just my opinion. Y'all Black women believe me? Y'all feel me? Yeah. I know y'all do. Because Black brothers like myself still love y'all. Strong, Black, beautiful woman. Man, you big, skinny, thin, slow, fast, high function, low function, middle function, crazy. Get crazy because he's crazy. He hit me. And I'm going to get crazy on him. So, but y'all Black women. Queens of the Black house. Queens of the Black family. And don't get me wrong, I love the Caucasian woman and Hispanic woman and Asian woman, okay? Love y'all guys. I really do. Okay? But I had a history with a white woman that I thought I was going to spend the rest of my life with. But she turned against me in 2003 and tried to get me locked up. And I learned my lesson from then. Even though I still love her because she gave me 6 children and respect her and everything and forgave her. 100% forgave her because that's for me, not for her. But, and I will be her friend and work with her to help raise my grandchild. Won't be angry with her and nothing like that. Y'all know who I'm talking about, my ex-wife. And all. But, I don't know. I don't know. I can see myself going back with another Caucasian white woman. Another white woman. I don't know. I don't know if I can do it. Maybe a Hispanic woman. Maybe a Asian woman. And definitely stick with my black woman. You know. I don't care if they big, small, skinny, what. No, stick with them. You know, a sister will look out for you. Even you marry her and she divorce you, she'll still stick with you. She'll still be there until to your end of your time. You know, she'll come to your funeral, remember the good times, more she will remember the bad times. You know, you get me, brothers? Y'all know. Because y'all had that black woman. Until she told you to get the hell out. She gave you too many chances. And she just told you, leave, nigga. I mean, leave, man. I can't say the N-word. I'm sorry. Sorry speaking. It's just the hood coming out on me. But, you know what I mean. Stop laughing, black woman. It's not funny. And don't get me wrong. It's some really tough Hispanic, Puerto Ricans, Asian, and white woman. It's just like black woman who won't take no mess off a man. Whether they white, black, or whatever. Just won't take no mess off of them. You know, don't have to be black. I've seen it. You know, but our sisters, today, tomorrow, and beyond, so sisters, this show right here is mostly dedicated to you, and when we get into Black History Month, most of the shows, it's going to be dedicated to all the black women. I don't care what you did in life. You kill, you do drugs, whatever. Because your life is going to change. Okay? If you do drugs, alcohol, you run with your gang, God's going to come and grab you. Because he wants you. He wants you to have a child that he need to do his work. So he needs you. And he gonna get you out of that game. He gonna get you off them drugs. He gonna get you away from that man who do drugs and in the game. Okay? So if you 18, 19, and 20, don't get comfortable. And don't try to hide from God. Okay? So get ready. He gonna take you to your storm. And time you get through that storm, you're going to say, it's time to let it go. Watch. Watch what I say. Go back 10, you 28, you 22, you 18 or 17. Go back and listen to this tape, this podcast, when you're 35 and hitting your 40s. Okay? That's all I'm telling you. So, you better listen to your pastor, better listen to your father and your mom, who Whoever's trying to steer you in that right direction, listen to them. Because you're going to go to your storm no matter what. It's your destiny. Everybody has to go to it. I went through it. My ex-wife Candy went through it. My kids, they going to go through it. The matter is, if we learned our lesson so we can be there for them when they get to that storm. Especially Michael. He keep going down the road he going. He going to go to a big storm. Then God going to make him turn around. No. He think he got everything now. God gave it to him. Turn around. This one turn of a cheat, and it's gone. Some of y'all know that, don't you? You know. Because I know. 21, 22, 23, 30, even in early 40s, still wouldn't listen to him. He was showing me all kinds of signs. Still wouldn't listen to him. Was going to church and everything. But I wasn't into it, you know. I was going to sleep in church. This wasn't into it. I was making myself think that I was into it. Watching it on TV and everything. You know? But at the same time, God was pairing me with that knowledge. No. He would make me aware of his laws and his rules and what's to come. And when they came, he was there because he knew I was going to be, I would be unprepared when they came. Lost my brother, lost my uncle, lost my daughter. And he knew that was coming. He knew. He's not going to give you more than you can handle. But he took those three people with him to heaven because he need them to look out for me and the rest of the family. Not only me, but the rest of the family too. That's why he took them. Because he already know this family is shaking like an earthquake. And your family is shaking too. Some of y'all know it, some of y'all don't. Your grandmother or your grandfather was the core of the family. Now they gone. And everybody just stripped away. Wanna fight. Your mom or dad was the core of the family. Now they gone. Or divorced. And the family just drift away. But God knows, no man is going to take away what I put together. I'm going to let you drift apart for a while. But when I'm ready for you to come back together, you're going to come back together. It's just like two mountains drifting away. But when God moved that mountain back into place, it's going to stay. Them animals might drift away, but God says, go back. Those animals going to go back, and peace, stay still. You get me? Now you know why Michael, Jessica, Maya, and Candy is still in the picture? Because I asked God to give me the clear picture why they still here. And he giving it to me. And he also probably speaking with me to y'all. Because I'm not speaking this all by on myself, on my own. He helped me speaking this. No. I want to know why they still in my life. But he's showing me. You know. He said, when you ready to pick up that phone to call them, they'll be there. They ain't going nowhere. I got them still. peace, stay still. He said, nothing to fear. You will have the funds and everything to be with them. Don't worry, I got you. That's what he's telling me. Sit down and talk to him and ask him what he wanted you to do. Okay? I asked him for another woman, but he didn't give it to me yet. But he still got the kids in my life. And Candy's still, you know, even not ask her. Ask him, don't harm Candy. Give her a little smack on the hand for what she did. But don't harm her. Don't harm my children, baby, my kid's mother. She's a child of yours, God. She's a sinner like everybody else. You know, and I had plenty of time to think about to forgive her. And remember what they said in the Bible about the Bible woman who did sin. And when they start stoning her, Jesus come up and say, stop stoning her. And those who did not sin, may stone her. But those who did sin would not stone her. And he turned to the woman and said, you are forgiven. Do not sin no more. Do not adultery no more. You may go. And that's what he probably said to my wife. No. He knew that man was a bad thing. He knew Ernest and that man was a bad thing. Maybe I'm just saying that because I still love her and all. I don't know. Maybe, you know, but why she's still not with Ernest? Why she's still not with him? Why that man is locked up? Because God, I believe God saw something. He said, you with the wrong man. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm just hallucinating. You know, I don't know. But until time goes on, as time goes on, I still don't want to be around Candy. Still don't want to be around her and Michael and them, but God says that's not the way to be. When I sinned, went to the strip clubs and all that, he didn't say he didn't want to be around me. He did not say that. Instead, he was right there at the door when I went into the strip clubs. That's God. He could have took me on September 21st, right after my birthday or before my birthday, because this arm was total, really bad, infected. He could have took me right then and there. Or then went to the doctors and that blood clot could have went to my brain or heart. You know? The foot is still sore and hard to walk on, but it's okay. God touched it. It's okay. The arm, doing great. It's doing great. Know why? Because I had my faith. I had God. And God said, I don't care what you did. You're my son. Yes, you sinned. You confess it to me and all that. You're my son. And I still got a purpose for you here on earth. You get up, you get better, and you get back on that show. And I got the people to help you promote. Don't worry. You'll get the audience. Don't worry. You'll get the people who will buy your book and all. Don't worry, you'll get the funds. Don't worry, your bills will be paid. Don't worry, you will get the clothes that you need to go to work and stuff. You will be riding the ability and don't have to worry about nothing. Leave it to me. You know, some people just look at me and think I'm autistic, I don't know nothing. But God says, God look at me in a whole new way. And I believe him before I believe man. Let me say it again. I will believe him before I will believe man. God says, whatever I say you can do, you can do it. Man, you limit of this. You can't do this. You limit of this. You too limited of this. You can't read that well with this. You got a third grade reading level, but I got my permit. I know all the driving signs. I know all the street signs. I even know how to read the green and white billboards. Know where I'm going when I'm on the road. Know what state, county, city I'm in when I see those green boards. Know what directions to get in, to go to them, and all. But I'm on a third grade reading level. Know what God says? You ain't on no reading level. Your reading is unlimited when you got me. That's man saying that. Man said, I can't save money. I ain't going to tell you the people at that people that said that. I'm just going to say man said, I can't save money. I can't be trusted. Can't loan me money and I won't get paid back. God says, watch. Henry going to give him the money and I'm going to let him pay Henry back. Watch God works. He going to get all his money back. Because Henry helped with the rent. He paid two of my phone bills. And he helped me. He paid three mobility tickets books. The 84 and 42. And God said, watch. Don't worry, Corey. You're going to pay him back. You're going to show these people that you are trustworthy. Okay? I say, okay. He talks to you. When he don't talk to you, he show you. When he don't show you, he make a way to show you and talk to you. People, it's all about believing. It's all about having faith. And it's all about that's trustworthy. Now, to myself, I believe that God knows all the things that I like on this earth. And that's why he got Paramount to make all these Star Treks. And he know that make on all these Star Treks and the games and all, I will set still. Peace, set still. Peace, be still. And reason for that, this 5-year-old TV, I thought it wasn't going to last that long. I thought I was going to break it again. But again, I didn't have that faith. God said, stop it. You don't have faith in me. And the TV that I got in 2017 is still working right now. It's a Roku. A TCL Roku. 5 years, 42 inch. Now, I'm getting ready to get a 65 inch. I'm getting ready to put aside emergency fund, play fund, and bill fund. Know who gave me that idea? Know who? God. Because I thought that Bank of America wasn't going to give me an account. Matter of fact, I didn't even know M&T going to give me an account or PNC going to give me an account. God said, you got to stop having that fear. And that's what a lot of people got in this city, fear. If we go downtown, pick God in it, we can bring the businesses back to Baltimore. Y'all see my message? Y'all see what I'm talking about? We can make this city just like New York, Los Angeles, Tennessee, and bring those people back to Baltimore. And the Inner Harbor, that dream of making the Inner Harbor water crystal clear will come true. Because now money is pouring in from travelers, stars, celebrities, all coming back and looking like, oh, those crab cakes that Maryland's supposed to love so much. We can use all of that stuff. But we gotta pick God first, people. We can run the bad people, the devil people, out and pin them back in that rock and send their butts to Haley. Okay? The shooting, the drugs. We can take this back if we use the wisdom and the knowledge of God gave us. You know, we got a long way to go to December the 31st again. And I love LA, I love Texas and all, and I love the other states out west, but I'm not going to let my hometown go down under siege. This is my hometown, and I'm not going to let it goes on the sea. This city is going to make a comeback. Before the decade is out, it's going to make a comeback. We need the city officials. We need the state officials. We need the government officials. And we need the communities of Baltimore. Come out on your porch. Sweep away all that stuff. Put up a sign saying no loitering. Sit out on your own porch. Have your neighbors come out and sit down. I know some of those downtown areas, drug people be hanging around and all. Come out on your own porch and apartments. Chase them away. They ain't gonna have no way to go again. No way to hide their drugs around your apartment complex and all. This is your city, people. Not only to Baltimore, to the Bronx, to Queens, to Los Angeles, Englewood, Hollywood, West Hollywood, and all. Okay? Not only Baltimore, I'm speaking to my federal community, Baltimoreans. But I'm also speaking to y'all. In Chicago, Detroit, and all. And so on. And we got good white citizens. They will come out and help you. Whether young, middle, or old. They see it too. And they will come out and help you take this city back. Because they start running too. You know? And you will see the good cops, the really good cops, will come out and help. A lot of people don't think it's good cops no more. It's just a bunch of police officers, white, mean, and just ready to kill the black people. No, it's not true. Some of the white cops got black families. They got black families, and it's not true. The bad cops is just making the good cops look bad. You can't hate what's in that uniform. Okay? They tell you to stop. This give you your ID. This give you your revelation. Your insurance card and all. Just give it to them. You know your rights. You don't have to. But you don't want to make a bad situation better, people. Just give it to them. They'll check it. They will probably just give you a warning and say, have a nice day. You say, thank you for your service, officer. That will make that cop feel really good. You know? And a bad, he don't even have to worry about a bad situation. Him and his partner, like, wow. We thought, we didn't know that going to be like that. That's going to make them feel real good. That's going to make them that day. You know? I mean, I don't care where you at, what you do, who you are, what's your experience with the cop. The government can do everything. They can. They human too. They do sin too. They crooked too. From the city government to the federal government, they crooked too. All right? So you gotta watch who you go to. No? Stop whining. Cause I'm not gonna hate my white brothers and sisters. Cause they will come out and help you. They did it back in the day during the slave trade, the Underground Railroad. It was white people taking the chance to hide the runaway slaves. And not all slave masters were mean. When the Civil War ended, they even told, I know you didn't have no way to go, so you may stay here. We can't pay you, but you may stay here. Some left, some stayed. And that's why it's good to learn the full history. I know a lot of things happened in the slave trade and back in the 1800s and stuff like that. But just not forget that. My biggest history was back in Ohio, Oregon, not Oregon, where they had Black Wall Street. I forgot the city was in. But when they went and burned that city down, that town down, that just got to me. And it took all this time just to tell the story. Just learning about it. Wasn't in no history books. It was hitting. I didn't learn it in school. I don't even think my teachers even knew about it. You know? But it's so much out there. It's still stories out there in the South that we don't know about. History we just don't know about. What happened in the South. People we lost. Towns underground. Black neighborhoods drowned underground. But that don't mean I'm going to go hate a white man, a white girl. That's just me. Now, my aunts and uncles, they had to put up with that mess. You know? So they have that right to be aggressive and so on. They had that right because they had to put up with it. Because they had to be raised back in the 30s, 40s, 50s, and 60s. My cousins and them too. Not so, but we were just coming out that period. No. But not really me, because time I got to school and all of that, it's almost over. And time I got to Chimes, it was nothing like that there. Nothing. In fact, they was teaching us the black history. You know? I loved it so much. Current events, history, science. That's when the teachers got my attention. That math didn't really do anything. Just got my head spinning. You know? But I went to special education school. Special education school. Some of y'all went to high school. Some of y'all went to the big time high school and all. You know? With the white rich kids, you know. But matter what school you went to, everybody was bad, right? And yeah, you know, you was bad. And this, people just need to stop. Okay, now the reason I'm talking about this again, February is Black History Month, and we're going to get in some deep, deep stuff on YouTube with Black History Month, especially with Martin Luther King, the guy that created the FBI. He didn't like Martin Luther King, and it was just so many deep things, the people who shot him, it was, I believe, was the head of the FBI back then. And the documentary they got on Hulu that I'm watching right now, they had surveillance tapes taping him and all on Martin Luther King. You know, doing surveillance things. I mean, just people. You just don't know the history, do you? Just don't know. I mean, a lot of, if you do like history in school, you do like the history class and history and stuff, stick to it. Okay? Stick to it. Because you might find some more history that we don't know. Whether it's black or white. I don't care. You're a filmmaker in college. In your history, you like history, you like film, and both of y'all good friends, y'all sit down, look at this and that, and you're doing a film student story, and all, that's how you get good stories. You dig into that history, you find stuff that people don't know about, and that's how we get good filmmakers. Don't believe me? Ask Steven Spielberg. Ask George Lucas. Ask Michael Bay. Ask J.J. Abrams. Ask Spike Lee. Ask Tyler Perry. And so many others. Ask them. Email them. And stuff. That's how we get a history. That's why we get hit. Story. Look at Rambo. He was a character from a real war, Vietnam. Okay? Look at Rocky. Rocky was a real fighter. Go back to your tapes in 1930s and 20s. Look up Rocky on YouTube and all. You'll be surprised that it is a real Rocky. why I like writing. And that's why God gave me that gift of writing. I love it. I really do. I love it. And there's so much more you can learn about other people, their ideas and writing and stuff. You know, like during this show, I got people who write my podcast and do some deep history research on the government and stuff like that. And that's what I'm going to do. The writers who write my strips for my podcast, I'm going to ask them to do some deep history lessons on Black history, especially Black Wall Street. I'm going to ask them to do some real digging on Black Wall Street and other towns that was missing back in the 20s and all. And believe me, they're going to do it for me, you know. And I'm going to read it right to you, right on YouTube and this. And we're going to talk about it. You know, they're going to have the year, the people was in it, everything, all the events, and everything. Including Martin Luther King, JFK, and some of the great singers, James Brown, and all of them. And deep singers. Jackie Wilson. Know who inspired Michael Jackson? Jackie Wilson. He copied James Brown clothes, but he copied Jackie Wilson dance. He put his little own dance in it, but he watched those two. It wasn't the white people, because they the ones that built them and destroyed them. And some of the Black people too, you know, some of his fake Hollywood Black people was called his death self, death, his friends and all. But you know, we can't forget history, whether it's our own history or history of the United States or the world. And we're going to do some world current events too, history. And see why we so aggressive towards the world, and why the world so aggressive to us. Going the deep, why Russia don't like us. We're going to get deep in that. Not too deep, but deep. There got to be a reason why we not allies. And why we still at each other's throat. And all. Maybe it's the president of Russia. He's so evil and dark and wicked and all. He can't see the good of the people and join a NATO and join the West in peace. We don't want his country. We don't want him to change his country. All we want him to do to teach his people right. Western world living. It's some of the best living you ever will know. Western world living. Yeah, freedom is a price to pay for freedom. All countries in NATO and allies with the United States know it's the price to pay with freedom. You don't beat your people and threaten your people not to talk about your government and treat your people bad, pay your people less money, wages and all, while you live high in my China, North Korea, especially you, Russia, Iran, parts of Africa. Just don't do that to humans. Africa, you were the people who started, where all race started. Y'all should be more higher than the United States. But y'all got some of the most poor cities, poor countries in the world. Yeah. A little bit of everybody. A little bit of everybody, God says. I'm more higher than kings, presidents, and everybody. And once you come to me, pray to me, ask me, you will get. Until you do come to me, you will be lost. Are you walking by that sword? You're going to perish by that sword. Okay, you king? Are you Putin? You're going to perish by that sword. I gave you that permission, Putin. I made you president. Now look what you did. Now it's time to take it away from you. So, if man don't do nothing, you bet God is on his way to do something. And Ukraine will be a free country, because God already said it. Satan ain't doing nothing, man. He ain't doing nothing. If you walk with God, live by God, trust in God, Satan ain't doing nothing. He just picking up little rocks and try to get your attention. That's all he can do. That's all he can do. You know? He could try to scare you. People bring people to you. He could try to corrupt the people that you love and bring them and make them dread you and stuff. But he ain't getting in. He's not getting in. Only if you let him in. After you sleeping on the corner, still doing your alcohol, still drinking, still sticking needles up your arm and stuff like that, selling that poison to little kids, to women and pregnant. Going to working at strip balls, taking your clothes off in front of drunk men. I don't knock your work. But God going to come. He going to touch you. You know, he going to find you a better job. And then you won't even have to worry about taking your clothes off. Because you're going to be CEO of a country. I mean, CEO of a company. So, all the strippers, your day will come. If you're looking for a way out and you know Jesus, but that's all you have to do, all you know how to do and all, just keep praying to him. Because your day, your season will come. Okay? All the riot dancers, stripper clubs dancers, if you're looking for a way out of that, and you believe in God, believe me, He knows your pain, and He knows you want to be out that job, and He already got you a way out. He already created it before you even ask. Soon you're going to ask, that right person going to come into that that building, they're going to hand you something, and you're going to be on your way to the CEO. Watch. God bless you, people. God bless you. I know it's a job, but believe me, I used to go there, and that's including all the people on the streets doing drugs and all. Don't put your trust in man. Don't do it, because he would turn you down every time. He would have you go to all these obstacles just to get one little piece of thing. You have to go to this place, got to get this document. Then you have to go across the town to get this document. Then you have to go across town to get this document. And some of the people that work there is so nasty and so ignorant. And then once you get fed up, here come they the ones calling the white man on you. But they forgot where they come from. They forgot who gave them that job. You know, y'all know what I'm talking about. The people downtown, they have to go to a lot, and they be sending you all over town and in the county just to get one document paper. And you go through those social worker buildings and those programs they supposed to have, and they say you still don't have the right document. And then you get so upset, they pick up the phone and call the white man on you. But they forgot where they came from. And all you want to do is have services so you can go to the next level. But the sister or the brother can't even help you with that. Now you know that I've been there. Because I wouldn't be talking if I hadn't. Now it's time for me to do what God told me to do. Get on this and tell them your story. Tell them your story. Tell them how I took you and brought you back. Tell them what I did and brought you back again. You know, but if you listen to this, I'm sure this is what God told me to tell you. This is the message that I had for you. Alright, we're gonna get back into Star Trek, the paranormal and all that stuff. Got to put the messages in there, okay? Got to put the messages, because I got to put him in everything I do. Everything I do. Alright, people. Thank you for listening. Love you. Stay true to your God. The Most Higher God. Heavenly God. Be good to your neighbors. And everybody. Let's change the city. Alright. Live long and prosper. May the force of God be with you. Ashley. And we love you. See you next time. On the Corey Whitlock Podcast Show. Happy New Year. Keep those good revolutions. Alive. Good night.